بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the Fajr Salah, our respected Imam recited the first ruku of Surah Kahf, and in the second rakat, he recited the last ruku of Surah Kahf. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised us to recite Surah Kahf on a Friday. Reciting Surah Kahf on a Friday, it'll be a means of nur, light for an individual on the day of Qiyamah. Surah Kahf ends with one ayat wherein Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if all the water of the ocean has to be made ink, and with all such ink, you have to write down the praises of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and you have to double that ink, it is not just one ocean, but another ocean equivalent to that ocean with all such water, convert it to ink and write the praises of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All that water that's made into ink will come to an end. The praises of Allah will never come to an end. How great is Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in another verse of the Quran Kareem, complementing this verse, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that if all the trees of the world have to be made into pens, and if all the water of the ocean multiplied 7 times have to be made into ink, would all such pens and all such ink, you write the praise of Allah, everything will come to an end, the praise of Allah will still override it. So great is Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah doesn't need our praise. We need to praise Allah, and we praise Allah for our own benefit. Our praises don't benefit Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And since Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is being praised so much by every creation of Allah, Allah gave us tawfiq to praise Him. That's Allah's fazl and grace upon us. One very great way of praising Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is to proclaim the oneness of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, أَفْزَلُ الزِّكْرَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَفْزَلُ الدُّعَاءَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. The greatest zikr is to say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one worthy of worship but Allah. And the best dua a person can make is to say, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he once requested Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah, teach me something through which askuruk wa ad'uk, that I may make a zikr, that I may call unto you. Allah ta'ala told him, Qul la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam say, Allah, kullu shay yaqul la ilaha illallah. Kullu nas yaqul la ilaha illallah. Everybody say la ilaha illallah. I want something special. What we would say, like something out of the world, something special. So Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, no, kull la ilaha illallah. Then Allah Ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam, lo anna samawati sab'a wal ardina sab'a fi kaffatin wa la ilaha illallah fi kaffatin akhar. Malat bihim la ilaha illallah. If the 7 skies, 7 earths, all that have to be put on one pan of the scale, and just la ilaha illallah on the other pan of the scale, la ilaha illallah is so great, so powerful, it will outweigh everything that's on the other pan. How great it is to say la ilaha illallah. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, Jaddidu imanakum. Renew your iman.
Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, كيف نجدد إيمانكم إيماننا? How should we renew our iman? So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, قل لا إله إلا الله. Say لا إله إلا الله. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, من قال لا إله إلا الله خالصا من قلبه. That person who says لا إله إلا الله from his heart, دخل الجنة. He will go into Jannah. And in one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, just saying this لا إله إلا الله, praising Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, this goes direct right under the arsh of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So you must thank Allah, He chose us to sit, to make zikr. And the more we say the zikr with ikhlas, with sincerity, the way we more we'll see the barakat and the blessings of it. Almighty Allah Tabarak speaks about this kalima tayyiba in the Quran Kareem. And He likens it to a tree with deep inserted roots, branches are high up in the skies. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. That He brings the fruits every now and then. The more ikhlas, sincerity, yaqeen, conviction we have about this La ilaha illallah, one is in our thinking, our philosophy, and one is also saying it with ikhlas and sincerity, we'll find the effect deep in our heart, we'll find the effects of it in everyday life. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat to make this zikr and make firm intention that it's not only till the month of Ramadan, repeatedly I've been saying it, it is something that Allah must give us tawfiq to do all the time. We need this kalima, we need this dua to die in this condition whilst we are making the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We'll now make our duas, and thereafter we'll make our zikr. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم اللهم أجرني من النار اللهم أجرني من النار اللهم أجرني من النار